and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And as we were just planning and preparing for recording this podcast, we were talking about really the bounty that this farm provides.
It is amazing sometimes that one of the things when we bought this land, as junky as it was.
And it was junky.
It was very junky and still has plenty of junk, but we're working on it. I mean, we work on an area at a time when we have time to do that. But we knew that we had berries, lots of blackberries, lots of black raspberries, and walnut trees. And hickory. I mean, we have a lot of that kind of stuff that's just naturally on this little 5.5 acres.
That's so cool, I think, is to have so much in a small space.
And we try to use that the best we can. Some years we don't get to harvest. I think we're doing better now that we're retired and we have a lot less waste than what we used to. I mean, we have all these beautiful natural resources. And I just really think that they're good for us.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you were talking, one of the things that it made me think about is being on this land and being responsible for this. I've realized how some of those things have cycles,
yes.
Like the black walnuts you were talking about. This year, it's loaded.
Oh,
there
my
are
gosh.
Bunches of like
yeah.
five
some
walnuts
of them,
together.
Yes. Some have five together this year. That's the most I've ever seen since we've had the property. And that's about close to 20 years now, I think.
Right.
And, you know, it's a good year if you have bunches of a couple. Last year was awful. We didn't hardly have. Matter of fact, I went out to harvest last fall and decided there weren't really enough to even harvest. So I left them for the wildlife.
Yeah, and this year, super abundant.
Oh my. Yeah, and the trees are really hanging down
right.
with the weight.
I love black walnuts.
I do too.
I've loved them since childhood. I think there are people who don't. It's a very distinctive, very
strong
flavor.
Yeah.
But it's one of those that I just love in cookies or ice cream, or I'm trying in a vinegar. We'll see how that one goes. I haven't tested it yet. It's only been steeping about a week, but I think it could be interesting.
It could be a very interesting vinegar, and I think there's a lot of health benefits to black walnuts. And I just really believe that a lot of that natural stuff is really, really good for us.
I think it is too. And I think when you have that relationship with the land and the gardens and you're putting your effort into it and then you get the benefit and the harvest and you know it's local, you know how it's been treated, but there's also something about your interaction with that. And I don't want to get all woo, but
absolutely.
There is a connection with that. And I think all of that makes us healthier.
Oh, it does. Yeah, definitely as a gardener, it makes me healthier. I have some trouble in the winter, because I like to harvest food. It's even weird. Sometimes I like to weed because I know that that's going to make better food. I guess I'm really food centric. Maybe that's where it comes down to.
Yeah, I think I am too, but maybe more on the kitchen end of things while you're more on the garden end of things.
Yeah, I really kind of feel that connection, especially specifically with our land. I mean, I know our land. I know when things are going to ripen and be ready. And speaking of that, right now I'm getting black raspberries, which both of us love those a lot and have good childhood memories of black raspberry harvest and eating them and
right.
all those things.
And that's another thing that you have a lot of black raspberries this year. You've been bringing in, you're doing all that harvest, and you're bringing in a lot of them. And years past, we just haven't had that many.
Right. When we first bought the land, it seemed like we had quite a few black raspberries, but over the years we've had fewer and fewer and fewer. And, you know, those areas, I start watching when I'm mowing early spring where the black raspberries, the blackberries, all those are going to start to come up. And we have tons of blackberries.
Those will be next.
Yes, those will be next. But this year, I saw more and more areas of black raspberries. Every other year, I mean, that's how it usually works. But it used to be that when one area would produce, the other area would not produce, you know, so it kind of balanced out. This year, it seems like almost every area, and some areas that I've never found before, are really producing very well. Now, they're a tiny, tiny little berry, so it takes a lot
of
them.
It does.
But I've picked 5 pounds of them so far, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Oh, absolutely. And I have plans for all of those black raspberries.
Yeah.
I think we've mentioned before that our practice is to save all of them up until the harvest is complete and you put them in the freezer. And then once you've completed that harvest, I pull them out and make them into jam or pies, or I'll probably use some of those for vinegars now since we're kind of getting into vinegars. But that's kind of our process in doing all of that.
And most of the time with the black raspberries, we don't have enough of those that we share with customers.
Not as a berry.
No. And also not always as a jam, because we like that. Our families like it and they make great gifts. And, you know, we'll have customers say, well, I like black raspberries, and we do too. We just don't always have enough to be able to share that. Possibly this year.
Right.
We might have a little bit of maybe jam or something that we can share. But I'm kind of a hog with them because it's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of walking, and they're a tiny little berry. It takes a long time to add up, but I go out at least once a day right now, and I think we're probably about 2/3 of the way through harvest, but I'll try to get every one of them I can.
I think it must have helped when we went out and cut trails through the berry patches.
Yes,
to get access.
Yeah, because really I don't care for any of those wild berries like I should. They should be cut down and pruned, and no, they don't get that. They get hacked when they're hitting us in the head when we mow, and they're in the way in the bee yard. They really are not treated properly, so I'm kind of afraid to treat them right, because who knows, they may not like that, because they're thriving right now.
They are thriving. And you mentioned the bee yard. I was out checking on bees this past week, and they are doing wonderfully. Lots of nice brood in the splits. The oldest hive, they have filled all of the little cells in the super with nectar, and we're starting to cap that off. So I'm pretty excited about that, enough that I even added a second super.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, because we were concerned because we had those late freezes, and the bees had already broken their cluster and they were out and about. And there was one that was really struggling, and we did lose one.
We did.
And we decided this year we were only going to replace one. And so that's all we did, because, you know, it gets expensive.
Right.
You know, you can't just get them, keep spending hundreds of dollars every year and then lose all your bees. And you were able to split. You saw that they were in danger and split. And one of the queens she just took off and was doing very well, the original. And the other ones raised up a queen.
That's right. So that made me very happy. And we keep monitoring them and we'll keep reporting on their progress. But our honey harvest will be a bit smaller and later this year, than we expected, but we will have some at some point.
Well, we were thinking that we might not have any this right. year, because if we had any bees, they were going to all be new. But they're surprising us. The girls have been working hard, and they are doing a really good job. So you're doing a very good job managing them. And
they are a wild animal, though.
They are. And, you know, you can't really control what they do. They're going to do what they do, but you can take the best care of them that you can.
Absolutely. And I'm hopeful that the rains, that we've had a good amount of rain, and of course they can't go out and collect nectar, but it's keeping everything from drying up.
Yeah.
And so that's helpful in keeping the nectar and the flowers and things available for the bees. So I think it's working well in the garden too.
It is. Yeah. I have had to water very little, which makes me really happy. One of the things that makes me really grouchy is to drag the hose around. I don't know. That's just silly. But, you know, I'm really happy when I don't have to water. And we've been getting most of the time an inch and a half or more a week. And most of the gardens are, the garden that's in the ground is doing very well. And some of the raised beds need a little help once in a while. But overall, I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm happy with the produce that's coming out of that garden.
Yeah, we're and starting to get quite a bit.
We are. And we've been doing the garden bag delivery now for 3 weeks. And that is going wonderfully. We're getting a lot of great feedback from customers about what's in the bag. And
even pictures of what people are preparing from some of the customers, from some of the food. The gourmet potatoes that Martha grows, oh my gosh, those are so popular.
Those are
delicious.
And we'll have some of those today too.
Oh, well, that's just too bad.
Yeah, right. So everything's just going quite well.
Yes.
We're busy, full on in the summer with the mercantile, except we will be closed on the 4th of July weekend. So the 2nd and 3rd of July, we decided to close and take that holiday weekend off. But we'll be back the following weekend, Fridays and Saturdays, 12 to 4. Still doing our delivery within 15 miles of the farm on Saturday morning. And we just keep thinking of new things to do.
Yeah, and I think in a couple weeks, we might have some tomatoes.
Oh, yum.
And we've already gotten a little bit of pepper we had last night.
We did.
Sweet pepper. And I've harvested some green beans, and they're just taking off. So in a couple weeks, things ought to really be cooking in the garden. Well, not cooking.
No,
but cook them or not.
Yeah, some of that we eat raw.
So good times.
Absolutely.
At Five Farm. So there you have it, busy and happy and love growing our own food and sharing that with others.
Absolutely.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.